Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm David Knight. It's Monday, August 11th, 2014, and here are our top stories.
Tonight, looters use a police shooting to justify their rioting. Then, how it's always humanitarian when the U.S. does it. And the Alex Jones Back to School special. That's next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
Actually, we've gotten Common Core stuff that's become national news a few months ago where it said the Constitution isn't for everybody, it's group rights. So I know they're going in that direction.
Well, after a fatal shooting this weekend in Missouri, there have been riots and some calling for the National Guard. Paul Joseph Watson reports on InfoWars.com. Rumors that the National Guard had been called to deal with rioting in Ferguson, Missouri proved to be false, but many were clamoring for a more serious response as crowds looted stores and engaged in standoffs with police after the fatal shooting of an unarmed teenager on Saturday night. Now, as the mayor said, we're only hurting ourselves, only hurting our community, and hurting our neighbors, and that's exactly the point. There's a lot of questions about this shooting, but how does it help anything but reinforce this kind of shoot-first mentality from the police, from the government, when they respond by looting in the neighborhood? Now, there's a couple of different versions about what happened. Now, Fox News in the area reported, first of all, from some eyewitnesses that they were essentially just a couple of teenagers who were walking down the street. The teens were identified by witnesses as Michael Brown, 18, and a friend, Doran Johnson, said they were just walking down the street when a Ferguson officer drove up and ordered them to the sidewalk. Johnson said they told him they were just a minute away from their destination and they would soon be out of the street. Then there was a verbal confrontation. So you don't talk back to these guys. You just do whatever the overseer of the plantation tells you. At that point, Fox News reports from Crenshaw, an eyewitness, that said that the officer got out of the car and fired a shot. Now, both teens ran. She said another shot was fired. One of them hid behind a car. Anyway, the guy who was shot was running with his back to the officer with his hands up. Clearly a case of murder by any rules of engagement. You don't get to shoot someone when they're not a threat to you, not a threat to the public, when you're wearing a blue uniform. That doesn't make it legal. Now, the videotape that would explain all this, of course, that was taken by Crenshaw, who talked to Fox News, was confiscated by the police. The police are now saying that it's going to take weeks to see if this teenager was intoxicated or on drugs. It's going to be a very long investigation, they say. It shouldn't take that long. We should have a speedy trial. We should see justice done. I don't know that that's going to happen, but the police are saying that it was essentially a shoplifting, that when he went to arrest this guy, started to put him in the car, there was a hassle, a tussle, and a shot was fired, and the guy ran, and then he was shot. Even under that narrative, it doesn't look to me like it's justified. We should be able to see the information. We should be able to see the videotape. But of course, they're going to keep that. So one of the reasons why, as we look at the anniversary of the 40th resignation of Nixon this last weekend, we see that public trust in the government is down to a record low. Now, this article from Outside the Beltway that came out this weekend said that now there's only 13% of Americans say that they can trust the government to do what is right always or most of the time. Now, the interesting thing is that the sea change in all of this happened around Watergate. Prior to that, through the 60s and 70s, the majority of the people always said that government could always be trusted to do the right thing, always or most of the time. That's a pretty naive idea. And so really, in a sense, Nixon did us a favor by breaking that. It was something that we always knew, of course. Patrick Henry said, trust no man, but bind him down with the Constitution. When you have people in power who don't believe that they're governed by the law, like our president, like our Congress, that's when the people should be suspicious of that. We should not give that kind of trust to government without watching what they're doing. And, of course, it was interesting to see, as we looked at the resignation of Richard Nixon, the person he resigned to was Henry Kissinger, not his vice president who was going to become president, not to the third and successor to the presidency, the Speaker of the House. No, it was to Henry Kissinger, because after all, we all know that Henry Kissinger was really the guy that was in charge there, and they needed somebody that they could trust. I guess they got Carter and Brzezinski after that. Now, what would happen if we realized that our government was doing many of the things that they're doing? Now, of course, they don't want us to see that. They want to keep this report, and that's on the Senate committee's desk right now. They want to keep it secret. They want to keep it safe, And so they're pulling out all the stops. We see from Yahoo, from Michael Isikoff today, he's saying that there's a warning that's been issued by the CIA about releasing this torture report. It could get some people very upset, he said. An internal U.S. intelligence memo warns that the release of a Senate report on CIA interrogation techniques could inflame anti-U.S. passions in the Middle East. Well, actually, just like we were told about the Ed Snowden tapes, it's not any news to the people in the Middle East as to what Americans are doing. It's called blowback. They already know. The people who don't know are the American public. It's the American public that needs to understand what's really being done in their name. He had this to say. He said, you're handing the other side a recruitment tool. This is a former CIA deputy, John McLaughlin. He said, it's blindingly obvious. Well, it's blindingly obvious that the government is hiding things, and it's blindingly obvious to everybody except the American people. Take a look at the kind of propaganda and mind games that were being fed, for example, on social media. We know that it's had a tremendous sea change effect in the situation in Gaza. All the publications of all the children that have been killed there, many times a picture of a beautiful child in a play, then with a caption that she was killed the next day. We don't have any way to verify that type of thing, but it's had a major effect on public opinion. Take a look at this article from Global Research. Kiev's fake picture scam. Now, look at some of the pictures. The first one he talks about is the one, the notorious Russian soldier image, which the Kiev government proudly presented to John Kerry as the long-sought evidence of Russian military involvement in the Ukraine. But then they realized that it was actually a picture stolen from an Instagram account of a photographer where it had clearly in the past been labeled as coming from a completely different area. Then take a look at this next picture of this lady with a bloody hand extended, and they say that this is a woman who was killed fighting in Ukraine, and yet this was someone who was protesting bullfighting. I don't know that she was even dead. This was a protest of bullfights. Then look at the next one. You've got a guy down on the ground, and that's purportedly in Ukraine, and yet that was something that happened in Bosnia. But then he really gets to the key point here. Take a look at this little picture of this boy. He says, why would anyone bother to fake this picture? Of course, this is just a child that was playing in Russia, but they make him look like he's a victim of war. They say, why would they fake that? When they could share the story of a 5-year-old who died with more than 309 shrapnel wounds in his head, or show the funeral of a 10-month-old who actually died. His point is that the public is now becoming so cynical that they won't accept the real pictures. Further down in the article, let's go to this next picture here where you see this man holding a young child. He said, the public is now so used to fake pictures that they ignore the real ones, except to question their authenticity. So he said he recently posted this picture, which was real, and immediately got back the cynical response, this picture is not in Ukraine, and yet it was. It was a 6-year-old child dying in her father's arms. They want you to disengage. They want you to shut down from cynicism and from overload. That's the technique. But there's a lot of different ways that they can fight this mind war, this propaganda game. Take a look at Lindsey Graham. This is another face of the propaganda war. This is a guy who on the surface is kind of Gomer Pyle and goober, but underneath he's pure Machiavelli. He says he's predicting an American city in flames if Obama doesn't go to war in Iraq. This is from rawstory.com. This is what he said. He said, I think of an American city in flames because of terrorist ability to operate in Syria and Iraq. And he says, Mr. President, you've never once spoken directly to the American people about the threat we face from being attacked from Syria and now from Iraq. What is your strategy to stop these people from attacking the homeland? It's all about the homeland, isn't it? I'm saying that Iraq and Syria combined represent a direct threat to our homeland. His responsibility as president is to defend this nation. If he doesn't go on the offensive against ISIS and ISIL, whatever you want to call these guys, they're coming here. It's about our homeland. See, he keeps repeating that propaganda, our homeland, to try to build this up for Department of Homeland Security. This is the same Lindsey Graham who, as we reported, when there were nuclear missiles that were coming out of Dyess Air Force Base that were not even supposed to be in that Air Force Base, and we were told that they were going to South Carolina, that same day, he was warning people that there might be a nuclear attack in South Carolina. If there is, ask where Lindsey Graham was on that day. Another way to put this out, of course, is to play to people's sympathies about being humanitarian as a variation of protecting the children. This article from the Ron Paul Institute points out the irony. It says, U.S. sends humanitarian bombs to Iraq as it warns Russia against humanitarian aid to Ukraine. He says, and this is Daniel McAdams, the U.S. administration began bombing Iraq today with hopes that the disaster created by the 2003 Iraq War II could be rectified by starting Iraq War III. The pretext was to rescue a religious minority trapped by the Islamic State of Iraq and Syrian ISIS fighters, and it was called humanitarian intervention. Meanwhile, the U.S. ambassador to the U.N., Samantha Powers, warned Russia, as U.S. humanitarian bombs were falling on Iraq, that any further intervention in Ukraine, including under the pretense of delivering humanitarian aid, would be viewed as an invasion of Ukraine. She said with a straight face, he says, the humanitarian situation needs addressing, but not by those who have caused it. Of course, it's called an invasion if Russia arms a faction, but if we arm people, it's always humanitarian. It's always on the side of good. Joe Biggs is going to take a look now at what might be behind the arming of the Kurdish people.
Thank you, David. And as we all know, the U.S. has been backing ISIS. We trained them, and now they're on their journey to take over Iraq. They've been slaughtering thousands and thousands of people. But now the U.S. government is going to back the Kurds, the only people in northern Iraq who actually have a chance at fighting ISIS. But the ISIS fighters have been beheading and cutting people, and now the Kurdish military is a bit fickle. They're starting to run. But we're going to give the Kurds weapons, and I think it's for a reason. I don't think it's to help the Kurds fight ISIS. I believe it's a strategic idea, strategic way to get to complete a cycle, so to say. We give the weapons to the Kurds. The ISIS fighters stay in northern Iraq, defeat the Kurds, take the weapons, and now they have re-upped their supply of ammunition and weapons, and they're ready to move south to take on Baghdad, their main objective throughout this entire mission. And many more people will die from this. As you can see, over the past few days, the U.S. has been bombing ISIS so far with different campaigns, three now, and the videos have been pretty shady, a bit fuzzy. It's almost like we're looking for Sasquatch in the middle of the night. It's just another facade. It's another beard to seem like we're helping defeat the monster we've created. Back to you, David.
We need to always question what we're being told. Question that narrative. Now, Alex Jones is going to have a special report at the end of the news. As school starts again, what kind of brainwashing are we going to see from the mainstream media? We know what we're seeing from the mainstream media towards Christians. Can Christians have the discernment to understand what's behind the tragedies that we're seeing unfolding in Syria and in Iraq? The article up on InfoWars.com today, Christian brothers and sisters, did you know our government is supporting Islamic terrorists? And of course, there's real terrorism going on. As Washington's blog points out, people are literally being crucified for being Christians in Iraq as well as in Syria. He said they're not only beheading Christians, they're systematically beheading Christian children. In Syria, rebels fighting against the Syrian government told Christians, either you convert to Islam or you'll be beheaded. Syrian rebels slit the throat of a Christian man who refused to convert to Islam, taunting his fiancée by yelling, Jesus didn't come to save him. Yet we don't look at what's behind this. We just are told these stories to have a visceral reaction to strike out against someone. And many Christians don't have the discernment to understand where this is all coming from. This is a very important article that's up on InfoWars.com. It's very lengthy. We don't have time to go into even most of the quotes from it. We've told you many of these things over and over again. It's always good to have this back in a compendium. He's got sources from ABC News, from WorldNet Daily, from Der Spiegel, The Guardian, Jerusalem Post, Breitbart, The Independent, on and on, talking about how our government has created these rebels in Syria, allowing them, equipping them, training them, and then they go in and attack these people in Syria. Now they're going into Iraq doing the same thing. And yet, what do we see from the Obama administration and even from Hillary Clinton? They're pretending that never happened. Even though we've got the pictures of John McCain posing with the terrorists, even though we've got all of these reports that are in this article talking about how we created and funded and trained these groups, Barack Obama is saying that this is a fantasy, that if they armed these people, that it would have stopped what's going on in Iraq. He had an interview this weekend with the New York Times, and he said, in Syria, Obama said the idea that arming rebels would have made a difference has, quote, always been a fantasy. Now, they see this as a rebuke to Hillary Clinton, who had just previously given an interview about her memoir, saying that she thought that our failure to build a strong rebel force against the Assad regime left a big vacuum where the jihadists have now filled. In other words, they're both pretending that this never happened, while they're politically, while she is politically sucking up to the neocons, saying that she likes George Bush, saying that, well, we really should have done something to take down the Syrian regime, when actuality, they really did. Now, stay with us right after the break. We've got some interesting news on the technology front, as well as what's with the Ebola vaccine. This is a case of a genetically modified vaccine coming from DARPA. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there. And I know this for a fact. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2. Take advantage of this unprecedented 30% off super detox special at InfoWarsLife.com.
Celebrate the spirit of freedom and liberty upon which our nation was founded at InfoWarsShop.com. Molon Lave is ancient Greek for come and take it. This popular design combines both classic Greek Spartan imagery with modern M16 assault rifles. Now available in women's tees and proudly made in the USA. And now you can protect yourself from corrupt cops with the InfoWars dash cam. It's your car's black box that records all that the driver sees and hears. And introducing the Block It Pocket. It renders your phone undetectable while protecting your private data and your health. Or take back your privacy and protect your personal information by getting your very own detractor cell phone pouch. So get incredibly high quality freedom-based products and help fund the revolution at InfoWarsShop.com.
Welcome back. Now, this last week, we had conferences in Las Vegas that were kind of on the same idea. We had Black Hat and DEF CON, yet very different cultures. Of course, they're concerned about hacking and cyber vulnerabilities. As this article from VentureBeat points out, the clash of cultures is very distinct at these two conferences. They said, although there are scores of security professionals, hackers, federal agents, and media in Las Vegas, that there are two extremes that kind of break into these two camps. And as they pointed out, the federal agents and major corporations like to go to Black Hat, while Mohawk-styled defiant hackers and Electronic Frontier Foundation lawyers would go to DEF CON. Now, that's where we find John McAfee. They say there's always a more dramatic moment at DEF CON, like when McAfee Associates antivirus founder John McAfee showed up to deliver a surprise talk about a perhaps paranoid distrust of government and of privacy invaders. Yeah, we're paranoid if we don't trust government. And the Wall Street Journal reports what John McAfee had to say. Basically, don't use smartphones, is his advice. He says on the subjects of privacy and security, McAfee said smartphones are spying on American consumers who don't bother to read the user agreements. He said the most promising privacy thing is stupid phones. I'm dumping all of my smartphones. Well, if we look at vehicles, this is where it's going. It's so 2007 to hack a phone. Actually, where it's at now is hacking your refrigerator and soon to be your car, because they're going to have all of these things connected together into the Internet of Things. Now, Kurzweil is celebrating the idea that we're only 6 years away from computer-driven cars. Some people have concerns about some of those things. Maybe you should be concerned about it. They're pointing out you'll be able to buy a car that can drive itself under most conditions with an option for override by human driver by 2020. That's just 6 years away. That was the median estimate in a survey of 217 attendees of the 2014 Automated Vehicles Symposium. Now, what they're saying is there's two camps here. One camp is saying that they're thinking that we're going to move into this with partial automation. And that's really the camp that most of the automobile manufacturers are in, where we have systems that are gradually taking over control from the driver, starting with things like, you know, anti-lock brakes that have been around forever, but moving into much more sophisticated devices along that line. The other camp is the fully automated camp. That would be people like Google, of course. As one of the human factors engineers said, I strongly favor full automation. Yet he said, although he favored full automation, he was worried that highly automated vehicles might find themselves unable to handle some conditions and give the human driver an inadequate amount of time to safely take over. In other words, if you're put into a car that has no steering wheel, that has no brakes, and you get a bug, what happens to you? We should all be concerned about that. We're told that these computer-driven cars are going to be so much safer than human drivers, yet they're being operated by human programmers. And even worse than that, we see some who are talking about, there's another debate about whether or not they're going to have vehicle-to-vehicle communication. That will be where the hackers come in. And of course, the government is going to be controlling your car the entire time, as well as monitoring what you're doing. Now, one of the groups of people that are very concerned about hackers, of course, is Tesla. And they were at the Black Hat conference this last week. They're actually offering a bounty for people to show vulnerabilities. They asked, what is Elon Musk's Tesla Motors doing at a hacker conference? And the person from Tesla said, well, it's a supercar that's connected to the internet. Use your imagination. Exactly. A lot can go wrong. Now, it was just last week at the Black Hat conference that the keynote address was from the guy who is the head of security at InQtel. That's the CIA's own venture capital company. He was talking about how they needed to use the same type of protocol for computer viruses that they use for actual viruses. Well, the protocol that we're using for actual viruses isn't working out all that well. You're going to hear a lot about this new drug, ZMapp, and there was several stories about it today and where it's coming from. But before we get to that, think about the precautions that they took in country. Now, Popular Science reports that they had them heavily dressed in gowns and an apron and three pair of gloves, a hood covering their hair, and a green plastic protective eyewear. They also say that in the wash station, workers are sprayed with a chlorine solution meant to decontaminate people entering and leaving the isolation ward. Nevertheless, they still got it. So why would we violate our precautions, our quarantine precautions, and bring them into the United States? Well, I think it has a lot to do with this new treatment and who's behind the treatment. Now, it's being sold on Popular Mechanics and on Forbes as something that is coming to us through tobacco. The headlines from Forbes says, Ebola's secret serum, a small biopharma, the army, and big tobacco. A very interesting story. They start talking about things that you probably haven't heard about. Things like plantibodies and farming. That would be farming with a pH, as in pharmaceuticals. What they are doing is creating a different kind of immunity. As you can see in that picture there, they've got a plant. That is where they are cloning the antibodies. And what they don't want to talk about is the fact that it's actually GMO. So they'll talk about tobacco because tobacco has been the plant that they have done the most genetic modification experiments on it. The way this works is very different from a typical vaccine. In a typical vaccine, they inject you with a weak or dead version of the virus in theory, and your body produces antibodies. With this, they produce the antibodies in a mouse that has been given this, then genetically modify those antibodies, put them in a genetically modified plant, and then inject them into your body. That's called passive immunity because you're not creating the antibodies with your body. They're actually being injected into you with a vaccine. Look at who is behind this, though. It's being funded. These new corporations that are putting this together have been funded with venture capital from DARPA, from the Army, from the U.S. Army Medical Research Institute of Infectious Diseases, working on this in a biosafety level 4 facility in Frederick, Maryland. Now, first of all, the biolevel 4, as Alex Jones has pointed out, is what you would want to have with something as dangerous as Ebola. And yet, when they brought this doctor back, they put him in a biolevel 2 facility. The other thing they don't mention is that Frederick, Maryland is the home of Fort Detrick. This is where they do the nuclear, biological, and chemical warfare experiments, where they've been doing them since the end of World War II, when they brought over the Nazi scientists as part of Operation Paperclip. You can read a very detailed account of that in A Terrible Mistake, the story of Frank Olson. He was one of the scientists there, and he realized what was happening there along with the CIA's LSD experiments, a very dark place that was created in the aftermath of World War II with Nazi scientists, with Japanese scientists who came over and continued their horrific experiments on humans. And one final thing to think about when you see all of the signs prompting you to get a flu vaccine. They ask, why plant bodies? And they talk about the specific strain of tobacco that they're using for these genetically modified plant bodies. They say this same tobacco species is the one that is used for development of a pandemic influenza virus. There we go. So keep that in mind as they try to sell you on influenza vaccines. Keep that in mind if they try to mandate the Ebola vaccine. Remember the GMO sources of this and remember the people who are behind it. Now, of course, as a new school year is coming, they're going to be selling you on vaccines. They're going to be telling you what to eat. It's a whole new round of brainwashing, and Alex Jones is going to be joining us after the break. If you're not a supporter of Prison Planet TV, please consider getting a subscription. You can share that with up to 11 other people. 12 of you can watch it simultaneously. That's the live news that we put out every night, as well as all of Alex Jones's documentaries. Stay with us right after the break. We've got that special report from Alex Jones.
City of Austin tap water versus filtered City of Austin tap water.
I can, like, taste dirt in it.
God knows what's in this.
This has an aftertaste. Tastes like Austin water?
Yeah, it does. Ugh.
These people just sampled City of Austin tap water straight from the faucet. Next, we had them try a sample of tap water filtered through the ProPure G2.0 filtration system.
High quality H2O.
That one is better.
Tastes like nothing.
Yep, I know what good water tastes like. It's good water.
Most tap water contains added substances like fluoride, chlorine, Monsanto's deadly pesticide, glyphosate, and many others. Studies prove that these substances are linked to an assortment of major health issues, including tooth decay, lowered IQ, and even cancer.
It tastes like you're drinking out of the lake when you're drinking tap water.
Yeah, that's that processed flavor to it.
The ProPure G2.0 filtration system removes these deadly substances and many more, leaving only fresh-tasting, deliciously clean water.
Okay, this is very tasty.
It's good water.
Refreshing.
It's good.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com today. Use promo code WATER and save 10% off your ProPure purchase. Again, that's InfoWarsStore.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Secure your fluoride shield at InfoWarsLife.com today.
So what caused the 12-year-old's life to be cut so tragically short? A few hours before she died, Meredith was complaining of a sore throat. Her mom took her to the doctor. While there, the 12-year-old also got the first round of the HPV vaccine.
When I came home, she had just thrown up and was non-responsive on my living room floor. I performed CPR. And she was taken to Waukesha Memorial, where she died.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control. No dark sarcasm in the classrooms. Teacher, leave them kids alone. Hey, teacher, leave them kids alone. All in all, it's just another brick in the wall. All in all, it's just another brick in the wall. The eugenicists have had control of Western education since the 1850s, when the British royal family, controlling the biggest and richest empire in history, got fully behind social engineering. Now, this is mainline history, ladies and gentlemen, and all of you out there ignore this information at your peril. This little girl in Wisconsin that died hours after getting the Gardasil HPV shot is one of hundreds that we know of that have died since the trials began 8 years ago and since government lied and said it was mandatory. It's also on record attacking the ovaries, causing autoimmune disorders. It's only in the cases where they have a bigger reaction that they die. And they've known this all along. And the reason I raise that is they are saying that this month is Vaccine Awareness Month, and they lie on the news saying that it is the law that you take vaccines to go to school when there is no law and it's a total fraud. So even if you believe in vaccines, you should know they're premeditatedly lying to you and have a long history of adding cancer viruses and other pathogens to the vaccines. This is the same government caught injecting black people with syphilis and keeping it secret for 47 years with Tuskegee. And there's thousands of other lethal tests, radiating little kids, testing pesticides on them, and they're running around this month lying to everyone. This is why the public is so dumbed down. This is why cancer is off the charts. They put fluoride, even though Harvard admits it causes brain damage and cancer, in the water. These people are waging war on us, and it's time to expose them. Is there something to the science of artificial immunity? Of course. Has it been known with smallpox for 500 years and used in Europe? Yes. But there were always risks, even when they weren't tainting it. Continuing, they also teach in the public schools that global warming is real, that carbon taxes are needed to pay your carbon indulgences, that global governance is needed. It's all part of Common Core that also teaches 2 plus 2 equals 5. This is the ongoing brainwashing. And again, why do we have the federal government involved in our education? Why is it controlling the school lunch program? Why is it controlling that schools can't have Girl Scouts there to sell cookies or a bake sale money can't go to a school? This is total federalization, and it's not just federalization. The UN is then involved setting those policies through UNESCO. This is global governance by people who don't have our best interest at heart. Continuing with Michelle Obama's war on bake sales, a lot of states are moving to block Common Core, and that's a good thing because it shows you why we have states as a check and a balance against an out-of-control federal government. Continuing here with just some of the different aspects of what government is doing in the schools, we have Texas principals fired over telling students they should learn to speak English. That's racist, of course, even though English is the global language and the Chinese, the Germans, the Russians, everyone else that wants to get ahead teaches mandatory English because it's the global language because the British Empire still pretty much runs the world. No, they want these kids to be controlled by the Democrats and their Latino race-baiting, La Raza race-based operatives to keep them on the plantation on welfare like they've successfully done with blacks. These are the same public schools that suspend kids that bring a Nerf gun to show and tell, or suspend kids that bring a plastic knife to spread butter to school. Now a lot of schools won't let parents pack their own lunches for their children. This is outrageous. And so we again want to warn everyone as school starts that all these big free shot events taking place at different city event centers around the country and also in Europe are a fraud and a lie, and the vaccines have serious dangers and do not protect your children. And most major outbreaks of measles, mumps, and rubella are caused by the vaccines themselves. Most new cases in Asia on record in Africa of things like polio are being caused by the polio vaccine itself. This is population reduction 101. And most medical doctors are now starting to wake up to this, but the medical tyranny of Obamacare is centralizing things and not letting them make their own decisions. In closing tonight, I want to challenge all of the viewers. I want to challenge everyone who loves liberty and hates tyranny to spread the word about InfoWars.com, about the Daily Radio Show, and about what we do here on InfoWars Nightly News 5 nights a week at 7 o'clock Central. We do the best job we can. We try to tell the truth. And when we get it wrong, we are more than ready to come out and to retract what we've said. The difference between us and the establishment media is they're reading off teleprompters. They are taking centralized disinformation and deploying it against the people. We are organic, we are independent, and we wear our bias of telling the truth and promoting liberty and freedom on our sleeve. We support the right to self-defense and private property. We support the right of a First Amendment and a free press and the right to practice religion or to not practice it as you see fit. We are against the phony drug war and the big banks that made drugs illegal so they could ship the drugs in and make more profits in a black market. We are against tyranny from A to Z, and that's why it's imperative to tell your friends and family and folks on Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and your church and your work about the nightly news, about the syndicated radio show, about the magazine and the documentary films and the incredible team of reporters, graphics people, camera people, researchers, investigative journalists, and reporters in the print division that are changing history together. And despite the fact that InfoWars.com is ragtag and been around 19 years, started right here in Austin, Texas, it is an American and a human success story of liberty because we are having an effect globally more and more every day thanks to you spreading the word and our efforts here in Central Texas. So please warn friends and family about the vaccines and about their dangers and about the people that are dying from them and having their organs shut down from them and getting pancreatitis and diabetes from them. It's in all the studies, and epilepsy and narcolepsy and all sorts of juvenile onset of brain disorders akin to Alzheimer's. We need to get the word out about that, and to do that, we need to promote the fact that InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are here. Because, yes, we're growing exponentially, but the enemy is intensifying their efforts against us, and that's why we need you now more than ever to pray for us and to also financially support us and to spread the word about what we're doing, because we're committed to this fight. We have the truth, we understand the enemy program, and we're having more and more victories. So the battle has been joined, it's been kicked up to another level, and it's now time to re-intensify and redouble your efforts, and it's time for those of you out there on the fence to decide which side you're really on. I've said it many times, and I'll say it again. When you financially support InfoWars by going to InfoWarsStore.com, you are literally buying war bonds in the battle to awaken humanity. I want to encourage all of you in this back-to-school week from this Monday to next to visit InfoWarsStore.com, where all of the incredible books, videos, supplements, liberty-based attire, belt buckles, Molon Labe t-shirts, organic seeds, you name it, are 10% off the already extremely low prices. That means if a product like Fluoride Shield or X2 is already 30% off, we're adding an additional 10% off with the promo code 10 or 10. All you do is go to InfoWarsStore.com, check out the thousands of high-quality products from InfoWars dash cams to survival seeds to all the amazing supplements to the pro-liberty, anti-globalist t-shirts, ball caps, you name it, and you will get 10% off the already low, low price. Whether it's the Made in America apparel or the Produced in America high-quality supplements, it's all 10% off the already lowest price in this back-to-school week. We are doing this special to draw attention to the brainwashing that's taking place in the media and in the public schools and in many of the private schools and the, quote, higher levels of education. And we're also doing it to mid-air refuel this operation so that we have more capital to continue on and to expand our operations into the fall and winter months. History is taking place right now, and it is critical to support all opposition to the New World Order, all opposition to the technocracy. All opposition to the scientific dictatorship must be backed. And InfoWars.com, is right at the tip of the spear, not just here in the United States or North America, but worldwide. That's why it's essential to take advantage of this 10% off across-the-board special at InfoWarsStore.com, because it is a symbol of resistance against tyranny to support our operation financially so we can expand in the face of the tyrants. I could have never imagined 19 years ago when I started this operation that it would grow into something this big or this important. Quite frankly, it's frightening how much success we're having against the globalists, because I know that they are insanely angry at what we're doing and are pulling out the stops to try to crush us and to try to stop us and to try to cut the head off the snake of what they see as a liberty movement. But the truth is, we've already activated another generation of liberty lovers. We've already exposed the globalist diabolical combination of evil, and the information is out. Their criminal, their scientifically produced system of evil has been exposed. The genie is out of the bottle, and the beginning of the end for the globalists has already begun. InfoWars is only one small part of the global awakening, but we're a key part because we understand the larger enemy program. That's why it's critical to take the information we break down every single day, double check it for yourself, add any intel you get to it, and to pass it on to others. Because there's no way they can shut us all down. There's no way they can shut us all up. And we're beginning to wake up a lot of people in the military, a lot of people in the bureaucracy, a lot of police, a lot of corporate people understand that this new world order is pure evil and you can't make a deal with it. Again, the ball is in your court. History is happening right now. Take advantage of this back-to-school anti-brainwashing special. Get involved in the info war. Wake up and warn some people today about vaccines, about Common Core, about how the schools are being turned into prisons, you name it. That's it for this extended edition of InfoWars Nightly News. Great job, David Knight, earlier, and to the rest of the crew. Lord willing, I'll be back tomorrow live, 11 a.m. on the radio. And I say Lord willing because we do not take the fact that we're on air for granted, and you shouldn't either.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. Members can share their passcodes with up to 11 other people, and your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.